Earth and Sky.
There's still a lot out there that we don't understand. Having taken these first observations of the interaction at the edge of our solar system and the interaction between our solar system and the galaxy, and discovering this completely new ribbon of very bright emissions in a place and that nobody expected it, and not having an explanation for that, just really shows how exciting this field of science still is.
You're listening to space physicist David McComas, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. McComas is principal investigator of NASA's Interstellar Boundary Explorer mission, also called IBEX. Over the next few years, IBEX will probe the heliosphere, described as a bubble that surrounds our entire solar system and separates it from interstellar space. McComas spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Now, why are scientists studying the heliosphere? It's described as a bubble that surrounds our entire solar system and separates it from interstellar space. What's happening here?
So the heliosphere is the region of space where our sun and the material that comes from our sun basically makes this bubble in our part of the galaxy. And the way it does that is the sun is constantly blowing a wind out all directions in space all the time. It's about a million mile an hour wind that we call the solar wind. And that solar wind carries particles out of the solar atmosphere a million miles an hour and pushes outward in all directions. And there's a pressure, basically, from the solar wind pushing outward. And then outside in the rest of the galaxy, there's what we call interstellar material, which also has a pressure to it. And it's sort of like blowing up a balloon in the atmosphere. If you blew up a balloon, say, underwater, there'd be pressure from the outside, and then there'd be this pressure from the solar wind from the inside.
What's inside this balloon? This is the solar wind of these charged particles coming from the sun, and what's outside the balloon? It's a different kind of wind, I guess, of particles. Did I get that right?
Yeah, pretty close. Outside is basically old solar wind, stellar wind from other stars, and the material from exploded stars, nova and supernova, charged particles and neutral particles, and magnetic fields. And the galaxy is just full of this material. It's very tenuous, but it's material, charged, partially charged material between the stars, which we call the interstellar medium. And our own heliosphere travels through the interstellar medium at about 26 kilometers per second. And so this bubble that the solar wind blows up that surrounds and is larger than all the planets, about three times further away than the furthest planets, for example, provides a protective shield around the solar system. And that shield actually stops some of the most dangerous parts of the galactic material from coming in.
Why are scientists turning their attention to this? Why? What's important out here? Why should people tune in to listen to news about the heliosphere and this interstellar space? What's happening here? What's important for scientists?
Well, the heliosphere is important because of this shielding effect, where a large fraction of the galactic cosmic rays are shielded out, makes it important for practical reasons, too. And if it weren't for this interaction, 10 times more of them would be coming in and would make, for example, the thought of traveling to Mars with manned space flights almost impossible to conceive of. Fortunately, we've got the heliosphere and we have this interaction, and so we get a large protection from that shielding. But in order to really know how that works, in order to be able to predict it into the future, and know how the shielding might change over time, we have to have an understanding of what the interaction is at the edge of the solar system. And that's where IBEX comes in. IBEX is a mission that's really, for the first time, studying the global interaction at the edge of the solar system.
Yeah, this is the Interstellar Boundary Explorer. Yeah, what is it exactly? What is it measuring, and how does it do it?
What we observe are neutral particles, neutral atoms, actually hydrogen atoms, that come in from this outermost region, this boundary region at the edge of the solar system. And it's a very great distance away, and it takes a long time. Even though these particles travel about a million miles an hour, it takes them about a year, typically, to come in from this boundary region. It's that far away. By looking out all directions in space from an Earth-orbiting satellite, the IBEX satellite, looking out all directions around us and measuring these particles coming in from the boundary region at the edge of the solar system, we're able to take a global picture from the inside looking out and for the first time, measure the global interaction at this boundary all around us.
And now some findings are coming in, some early findings. Some of them include what's reported as the first comprehensive sky map of our solar system and its location in the Milky Way galaxy. Tell us more about that.
So by making these all sky maps, we've made the first global observations of the interaction. We measure these neutral atoms over a very broad range of energies of the particles. We measure them all the way from 10 electron volts up to 6,000 electron volts. So it's a very broad range of energies that we're able to make these measurements with. And so we've made images in about 10 different energy channels. And the structures we see actually are different, somewhat different, as you look at them in different energy channels. And so there's a whole set of these, and this is why it's comprehensive. There's a whole set of these all-sky maps with particles of different energies coming in. And it really provides the first global measurements of any sort of the interaction of the heliosphere with the rest of the galaxy.
And tell us about what that picture looks like. And I understand that one of the early findings found something that is very unusual about that picture.
Yeah, the pictures actually are shocking. And when we first got them, we weren't sure that we were that it was right. We were actually very worried that there was some sort of measurement problem, because what we saw initially was a very bright region of emission. Every time the spacecraft would spin and this instrument would scan past this one direction, we would see this much brighter emission. And as we started to build up the sky maps, what we learned was that this region of bright emission was actually not a region per se, but it was a whole ribbon of bright emissions that crosses across the front of the heliosphere. On the front, I mean the direction we're going through interstellar space. And so on the noseward side, the side that we're going through the interstellar material, we discovered this narrow, very bright ribbon, 2 to 3 times more particles coming from this narrow ribbon than any other part of the sky. Not predicted by any models or theories, not expected from any of the previous observations. And interestingly, I was mentioning the two Voyager spacecraft and how we know a lot about those two locations in space. It turns out that this narrow ribbon actually snakes right down between the two Voyager locations, and they both miss it. But the brightest feature in the whole sky actually passes right between them.
What's the most important thing that you want people today to know about exploring the outer limits of our solar system?
Well, I think the most important thing is that there's still a lot out there that we don't understand. Having taken these first observations of the interaction at the edge of our solar system and the interaction between our solar system and the galaxy, and discovering this completely new ribbon of very bright emissions in a place that nobody expected it, and not having an explanation for that, just really shows how exciting this field of science still is. It's not going and adding another number behind the decimal point of something that we understand well. It's still really discovery science, breakthrough science, where we can go and make observations and learn about things as important as our home in the galaxy for the very first time. And so I think it's a really exciting time for our sort of science.
You've been listening to David McComas of the Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. McComas is principal investigator of the Interstellar Boundary Explorer mission. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.